I suppose we all need help on that, because we always get tempted, especially with our family and those we love, if we're where we should be in consciousness, it would make no difference whether it's somebody we know or we don't know. But there is this thing we call human love and affection, which is a trap, not spiritual love, but human love. And we begin to think, oh, this dear one, I've got to help him or I've got to help her. Whereas if we could see, that's not a person. I can't be fooled by that. That has nothing to do with a person. That's a universal mesmerism that I'm seeing, that I'm accepting. Now, it isn't my mesmerism. It isn't my folks concept. It's a universal folks concept in that universal mind of good and evil, the fleshly mind. Never blame yourself or identify yourself as that, but see that it's a universal mesmerism. Therefore, I don't have to accept it. I don't have to have anything to do with that. For I know the truth, and the truth is that there is only one. So you're not dealing with your loved one. You have nothing to do for your loved one. What are you dealing with? You're dealing with a mesmeric sense, a false sense, the carnal mind, pure suggestion. Where? Where is the suggestion? Where is the mesmeric sense? The only place it can ever be. Not out here, not in the person. Never see it in the person. Separate it from the person. Never blame the person. And never blame yourself. But recognize it as a mesmeric sense that in a moment of unawareness, I have accepted. But now I am aware. And I no longer accept it. This takes work. My friends, it takes infinite patience and infinite practice. Back in 1960, I was working with this principle, which I had been working with for a few years before. And I found a tape. I just bought a tape. The 1960 Manchester closed class. And the second side of the first reel was on the subject of impersonalization. I played the tape, and I played the tape, and I played the tape. And I could be like the man who told the story that never ended about another ant came along and another ant. And I played the tape. Every morning I played that tape and listened to it intensely. And each time I played it, I gleaned something new from it, or something I had gleaned before was reinforced. And I did that without fail, consistently for 6 months. And then I felt that principle was really operating as a part of my consciousness, and I had really made it a part of my consciousness through this persistent work with it. And of course, I practiced it too in certain situations that were arising in my experience. So be not weary in well-doing, and join the club a few of us have called IIS. We are members of IIS, some of us. It's a very select group. But I'll let you join. And it means instant in season. You'll be instant in season, quick to reinterpret whatever pictures are being presented to you. Impersonalize them, and then nothingize them. If they're just a mental concept, they haven't made anything, and they are a nothing.